Time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight live on WCDO as we get you set for a girls Tri-Valley League basketball contest live from Edmiston Central School between the Edmiston Lady Panthers and the visiting Franklin Lady Purple Devils. I want to welcome everybody into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are located on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Let's quickly sneak in our Section 4 disclaimer that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Excited to be back in Edmiston tonight. We were here earlier in the year for a girls' contest when the Edmiston Lady Panthers fell to the visiting Sydney Warriors. That was in a non-league game back in December, but we're glad to be back here again. We had a chance to sneak in an Edmiston boys game as well back in, that would be early December as well when they were on the road at Unadilla Valley. So we've had quite the fill of Tri-Valley teams this year and more to come. We'll have more girls Tri-Valley basketball on Friday this week when the Morris Mustangs are heading over to take on the Worcester Lady Wolverines. So we're certainly, you know, expanding our coverage area, checking out some new teams, and just so excited with how much buzz there is with all the local schools that want to have a game on the radio, and we're more than glad to be out there and to help you with that. So again, it's our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, a proud sponsor of local sports here on CDO. Boy, this Franklin team comes in, and there's certainly some weapons you have to look for on this Lady Purple Devils team, and you have to start with senior Mariah McNeely. She's the lone senior on this team, averaging right around 16 points a game, can take it inside, can shoot from the outside, so if you're Edmiston, that's who you have to look for. If you're Franklin and you're looking at the Lady Panthers, I think it all starts and ends with Sydney Smith, the senior, one of the three seniors on this team that was honored for senior night here at Edmiston during the halftime of the JV game. Sydney Smith was out earlier this year, had an injury when we were here, and they were taking on the Sydney Lady Warriors, so we're excited to see Sydney Smith, back in the lineup here tonight for Edmiston, and she's a double-figure type of scorer that Franklin's going to have to look out for. Some other players for Edmiston that you want to keep the radar on is Nina Koch, a junior wearing number 10, a super talented athlete, as well as Sarah Lawrence and Catherine Johnson, also two juniors who are very big on their softball program here, but also good on the hardwood as well. All right, folks, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get you the starting lineups. We'll pause for the national anthem. Going to be a great contest here. Girls Tri-Valley action tonight between the Edmiston Lady Panthers and the Franklin Lady Purple Devils live from Edmiston Central School. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on WCDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit chambersohara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos, SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop, brianthephotoguy.fotomerchant.com. That's brianthephotoguy.fotomerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Bellevue Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Live from Edmiston Central School tonight, a girls' Tri-Valley League matchup between the home team, the Edmiston Lady Panthers, and the visiting Franklin Lady Purple Devils. Edmiston is in their home white uniforms, the black trim with the orange trim, says Panthers across the front of the uniform in orange lettering. Franklin's in the road, purple uniforms with the gold trim, says Franklin, Purple Devils in gold lettering across the front of the uniform there. Starting lineups first for Edmiston, a junior, number 3, Caitlin Gott, a senior, number 12, Sydney Smith, a junior, number 20, Catherine Johnson, a senior, number 33, Jackie Slentz, and a senior, number 50, Aaron DeVries. On the other side for Franklin, a sophomore, number 10, Kirsten Brownell, a junior, number 12, Sabre Warner, the lone senior for Franklin, number 15, Mariah McNeely, a junior, number 23, Emily Chalupka, and a junior, number 32, Mallory Jordan. Head coach for Edmiston is Russ McCall, and Mike Dutcher for the Franklin Lady Purple Devils. We're underway, and Franklin will win the opening tip. They will go left to right here on your radio dial to start things off. Again, in the purple with the gold trim uniforms. McNeely with a pass down low, intercepted by Sydney Smith. She'll walk it up the floor. A long pass ahead for Catherine Johnson. Her left-handed layup is no good. And the rebound, loose in the paint. DeVries is there for Edmiston. Had it knocked away from her, and McNeely is off to the races down the left wing side. McNeely up off the glass. That shot is no good. Another rebound here by Sabra Warner. Her left-handed layup won't go down. And another rebound here for Warner, and now we'll have a whistle. We'll see if it was a jump ball. No, we'll have our first foul of the evening, 30 seconds into the contest, and we're scoreless. Two good looks for both teams, Edmiston and Franklin, but nobody able to convert so far, and the foul here is on Catherine Johnson of Edmiston. So Franklin gets the ball in. They work it to the top of the key here for Emily Chalupka. Chalupka now back for Mariah McNeely. Again, averaging right around 16 points a game. One of the big-time weapons here for this Purple Devils team. McNeely finds Chalupka, gets it back to her. Long two-pointer, right side, off the front rim, no good. Rebound is up for Chalupka. That won't fall down. It's like someone put a lid on these rims here to start this first quarter. But Franklin with another rebound, and we're a minute in, and we're scoreless between the Lady Purple Devils and the Lady Panthers. McNeely with the ball, right wing side, dribbles through, and it's tipped away, and Edmiston will get a steal, and Caitlin Gott will race down the right wing side. Gott out for Sid Smith, triple threat position, gets into the paint, and now kicks it back out for Gott. Gott being closely guarded by McNeely. They pass down low for Catherine Johnson. Her shot no good. The rebound is up and good, though, for Edmiston, and that's Jackie Slentz on senior night. Scores the first bucket here for the Lady Panthers. 2-0 lead for Edmiston over Franklin. 6:25 to go first quarter. McNeely straightaway three. This one is no good. Rolls out of bounds, and let's see what the Zebra Crew says, that this one will go back to Edmiston. That shot by McNeely, just grazing the front part of the rim, and then off the rebound, just took a funny bounce and sliced out of bounds. Edmiston coming forward, and they get behind the Franklin press, ahead for DeVries, up off the glass and in. Erin DeVries, her first bucket, another senior scoring for Edmiston. And the Lady Panthers have jumped out to a 4-0 lead 2 minutes into the contest here on their home floor. To the right side for Chalupka. Chalupka holding on to it back for McNeely. Into the high post there for Mallory Jordan. She lost the handle. Ball loose on the floor. Taken away by Caitlin Gott. And down the left wing side she goes. Back to Sydney Smith. Top of the key. Right side. Passes over top of the defense. It's tipped and will go back to Franklin. Good defense there by Mallory Jordan. Just got her paw up on that one. It went off of her hands. Ricocheted then off Catherine Johnson of Edmiston. And out of bounds to go back to Franklin. So 5:40 to go, first quarter. Edmiston 4, Franklin nothing. Girls Tri-Valley action tonight here on CDO. Here's McNeely, top of the key, finds Brownell, far side in front of the Edmiston bench. Into the paint, finds Jordan on the left baseline, and back out for Brownell. And she's fouled by Catherine Johnson, and that's going to be her second foul. And so head coach Russ McCall is going to have to go to the bench early for one of his starters. And Cassie Menendez will step in for Johnson, who picks up two quick ones in the first quarter. So 4-0 lead for Edmiston over Franklin. 5:25 to go first quarter, and now a foul down low as Edmiston got it down to the left low block, and Sabra Warner was fouled. So let's see who that foul is going to be on here for Edmiston. Waiting for the official signal. That will be on Erin DeVries, the center here for Edmiston. Franklin gets it in, and they'll look to pass it around, and it's intercepted here by Sydney Smith, her second steal of the contest. Smith will walk it forward to the left corner for Menendez. Step in, jumper, got it. Swish for Cassie Menendez, and it's a 6-0 lead for Edmiston with 5:09 to go in the first quarter, and head coach Mike Dutcher wants to take a timeout to talk things over. We'll take a quick break as well. 5:09 to go in the first. Edmiston girls leading Franklin 6-0 here tonight on WCDO.
You get up, you go out. And then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and re-enlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Arabido. Energy for every part of life.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
5:05 to go in the first quarter. Edmiston girls on their home floor leading Franklin 6-0 with the Purple Devils with the ball looking for the first bucket of the evening. Here's Mariah McNeely, foul line jumper, died on the front rim, no good, and another rebound for the Panthers. And Caitlin Gott coming forward, lost it though as McNeely came over and punched it away. The ball sliced out of bounds, but will stay here with the Panthers, and Cassie Menendez will inbounds for Edmiston. Here is Edmiston standout Sydney Smith to the left side, will pass into the corner, and outside the three-point line. Now back for Smith, who tracks it down on the right side. Edmiston will be playing at Delhi on Friday night in a non-league contest, and here's Smith from downtown. She got it. Sydney Smith looked like she was just going to set up the offense. Instead, fires one from about a half a foot behind the line and puts it down. So a 9-0 lead for Edmiston with 4:20 to go in the first quarter. Here's Brownell in the corner finding Mallory Jordan. And back for Mariah McNeely at the top of the key. Finds Sabra Warner. Pull-up jumper off the back rim. No good, but Warner another rebound. Loose in the paint. Ball is down on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling, and we'll have a jump ball. And the possession arrow will give it back here to Edmiston. Nina Koch coming into the game as well as Sarah Lawrence. Lawrence, a normal starter, but here on senior night. Nice move by head coach Russ McCall to start all his seniors. And so Lawrence will come in now. She'll get the ball at half court as Franklin's still in a little bit of a full court press here, but they back off as Lawrence finds Sydney Smith, gets into the paint, goes up, thought she was fouled, didn't get it. Lawrence, the rebound is in. Sarah Lawrence makes it an 11-0 lead here for Edmiston with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Franklin looking for their first bucket of the evening as they go left to right. Here's McNeely, pulls it down, gets into the paint, back out for Brownell. Brownell, a pass to the near side as Franklin works it around with Chalupka. Back to Brownell, to the far side, intercepted by Nina Koch. Koch down the right side, up off the glass, can't make the bucket, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the line with 3:29 to go in this first quarter. Edmiston with an 11-0 lead here on their home floor, and it's not like they've dominated. It's just Franklin has not been able to get a bucket so far. First shot coming here for Nina Koch. Koch the junior, first shot is good. Koch was injured earlier in the season when we were here for the Edmiston girls taking on Sydney. So this is our first look at Nina Koch. And the Franklin Purple Devils will take a timeout before Koch's second shot. We'll take a break as well. Edmiston 12, Franklin nothing. We'll be right back. 3:29 to go in the first here on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Second shot is up and in for Nina Koch. Welcome back, folks. A 13-0 lead after the timeout here for Edmiston, with 3:25 to go in the first quarter, and Franklin with the ball down the right side into their own offensive end of the floor. They find Sabra Warner back out for Mariah McNeely. A step-in running jumper. She's fouled before she could get it off, and McNeely will go to the line. It's going to be the fourth team foul here on Edmiston, and they've had some rough luck here in this first quarter in terms of the fouls. Starter Catherine Johnson on the bench with two fouls. So Franklin looking to take advantage, and here is McNeely at the line. First shot coming for McNeely, up off the front rim, and no good. So 3:14 to go in this first quarter, a 13-0 lead. Paige Fairchild is going to check into the game here. Emily Chalupka will go to the bench for Franklin. Second shot coming here for McNeely at the line for the Franklin Lady Purple Devils. Takes her time, deep breath, shot for McNeely is good, gets it to go. So Mariah McNeely makes it 13-1 with 3:10 to go in this first quarter. Long pass ahead here for Nina Koch, and now for Sarah Lawrence up off the glass. Oh, it went all the way around the world and then popped back out, and Franklin gets the rebound. Boy, it went all the way around the world. Looked like a Harlem Globetrotter shot up on the rim before popping free. Here's Fairchild. Skips across the top of the 2-3 zone, finds McNeely. Let's see if the Purple Devils can get some confidence here in this offense as they work it down low. A jump ball between Mallory Jordan of Franklin and Sydney Smith of Edmiston. And we'll have the possession arrow keeping it right here with the Franklin Lady Purple Devils as they go left to right. 2:48 to go, first quarter. And the Purple Devils get it in with Fairchild. Now back to McNeely in the corner. Her shot off the mark. Loose on the floor, and Edmiston comes away with the rebound, but then stolen right back by McNeely. Down the right side, and she's fouled. This is going to be the fifth foul, which should send McNeely back to the line here, I believe. Let's see, with 2:37 to go in this first quarter. 13-1 is the score. And that's what I'm saying. Yeah, we'll have a whistle here. Head coach Mike Dutcher over at the scorer's table saying, that's five fouls. We need the two shots. This is the new rule here in girls basketball this year, is every quarter they will reset. When you get to five fouls, you take two shots. So I was waiting for the foul shots. They inbounded the ball, and I said, I must be mistaken. Maybe I miscounted my fouls. But no, this will send McNeely to the line with 2:37 to go in the first quarter. McNeely's shot is up and good. Swish for Mariah McNeely. She's got 2 points, and it's 13-2 with 2:37 to go in this first quarter. Second shot coming here for the senior standout for Franklin. Second shot here for McNeely as, again, takes her time. Takes that deep breath. Ready for the shot, and up and in. Good job by McNeely, and it's 13-3 with 2:35 to go in this first quarter. I like someone who's willing to take their time at the line, and McNeely certainly does that. Here's Edmiston. Menendez, a jumper off the mark. Sarah Lawrence, a rebound, puts it back up. That won't fall, and now we'll have a whistle underneath the basket. Boy, a lot of pushing and shoving down there between these two Tri-Valley rivals. And we'll see who the foul is on. This one will be on Franklin with 2:25 to go in the first quarter. And that will be on Sabre Warner. So 13-3, Edmiston with a 10-point lead here on their home floor. They'll work the ball inside to Sydney Smith. Goes up. It's partially blocked there by Mallory Jordan. Ball trickles over the line as it was blocked. And will go back to Franklin. Tough to tell from this angle who last touched it. So the officials say it will go back to the Lady Purple Devils. Here's McNeely to the left side. Finds Paige Fairchild. Tries to go to the high post. It's intercepted by Nina Koch, and she's off to the races. Now Koch puts on the brakes and hustles one back here to Sydney Smith. Now for Koch and Sarah Lawrence on the left baseline as Edmiston goes right to left. They find Menendez down low, but it's picked off there by Franklin and Mallory Jordan, and an outlet pass here to Kirsten Brownell. Brownell is being hounded in the backcourt by Smith and Koch, but she'll get around. Gets to half court, but now they'll say that she carried the ball as she tried to get around Smith right at half court. That'll give the ball right back here to Edmiston. And head coach Russ McCall for the Lady Panthers wants a timeout. 1:46 to go in the first quarter. It's Edmiston 13, Franklin 3. We'll be right back on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
1:46 to go in the first quarter. It's 13-3, Edmiston on top of visiting Franklin here in girls Tri-Valley League action tonight. Both these teams, longtime rivals here in the Tri-Valley, and another good one here tonight to add to that chapter. 1:40 to go, first quarter. Here's Nina Koch down the left side, throws up a 20-footer, no good, and another rebound for Franklin. They're doing a great job on the boards here, especially on the defensive end. Fairchild's up the floor, back to McNeely. A bucket would really help here for the Purple Devils. Right side, jumper, off the back rim, no good. McNeely cleans up the mess, can't get it to go. Ball loose on the floor, sliced out of bounds, and will remain here with the Purple Devils with 1:22 to go in the first quarter. Again, Edmiston girls leading Franklin 13-3. Here's Brownell at the left baseline, throws it in at the left block, and now up top here for Paige Fairchild. And to the far side. Looks like a 3-2 zone here that Edmiston has put in on the defensive side. Franklin working it around back for McNeely. Long three from downtown. She got it. McNeely's got all 6 points. And just like that, it's 13-6 with 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Edmiston ahead with Sydney Smith. Smith puts on the brakes, wants to set up the offense here as they'll work it to the far side. Here's Nina Koch. Edmiston going right to left, and now a steal by McNeely in front of the scorer's table. Puts on the brakes, steps up, three for McNeely, no good, a little too hard on that one. And Sydney Smith, the rebound for Edmiston, and she looks to run down the left side with 35 seconds to go, first quarter. Here is Smith, holds onto the ball, gets it back to Menendez, top of the three-point line. Back to the left corner, baseline three for Smith, bang! Got it, Sydney Smith got 6 points, and it's 16-6 with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's McNeely for Franklin to the high post there for Mallory Jordan. She tried to pass back to the right side, and it goes up and over the head there of Brownell and into the fans and out of bounds. So 18 seconds to go in the first quarter. Edmiston looking for the last shot of this first frame, but a steal by Franklin. Fairchild ahead now to McNeely with 10 ticks left on the clock. Down to 8. They pass it down low. Mallory Jordan, the jumper is good, and she's fouled. Mallory Jordan puts it home. The assist there to McNeely, and she'll have the chance to complete the three-point play. So Mallory Jordan to the line. 16-8 is the score. The Purple Devils, after a slow start, starting to heat up here in Franklin, or in Edmiston, excuse me. Second shot, or the three-point play shot, I should say, is good for Mallory Jordan. She puts it home. It's 16-9. 5 seconds left. Here's Nina Koch down the right side, up off the glass. Got it at the buzzer for Nina Koch. She's got 4 points, and that's the end of an exciting first quarter. Edmiston leading Franklin 18-9. We'll take a quick break. More girls Tri-Valley basketball coming up here tonight on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris have delicious lunch specials that can't be beat. Every Monday through Saturday from 11 till 4, get any large cold hero and small soda for just $6, or two slices of cheese pizza and small soda for only $4. And every Tuesday, enjoy Roma's spaghetti and meatball dinner for two, now for just $10.95. At Roma's, you'll always get incredible food at great prices. Be sure to check out their full menu at romapizza.biz. Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris. Delivery always available. Open 7 days a week.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter here live in Edmiston. The ball is loose as Sydney Smith tried to pass it in, and then Franklin with a steal, and we'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to give it back here to Franklin. 18-9 is the score. The Edmiston Lady Panthers on top of Franklin here in a girls Tri-Valley League matchup tonight. Here's Mariah McNeely passing to the far side for Paige Fairchild. To the high post for Sabre Warner, back for Mallory Jordan. So they work it around against this 2-3 zone. Fairchild tries to get the skip pass across the top of the zone. It's tipped away and into the corner. And we'll have a whistle as it looks like the ball may have rolled out of bounds. Tough to tell as that was right on the line. Both teams wrestling for it there. So 18-9 is the score, and it will be a turnover. The ball goes back to Edmiston as they go right to left on your radio dial to start this second quarter, and it's 18-9. Here is Koch. Koch steps in, foul line, tries to pass one down low, but Sabra Warner, another steal. Good defense by the Lady Purple Devils, and Mariah McNeely will walk it up the floor. Franklin's in the purple uniforms with the gold trim. Edmiston's in the home whites with the black and the orange trim. Here is Mariah McNeely, top of the key, gets into the paint. A little Dr. J floating hook is good for McNeely. She's got 8 points. And it's 18-11 with 7 minutes to go before the halftime break. Here is Sarah Lawrence, gets one back for Nina Koch. Into the paint, tied up with McNeely. Possession arrow will keep it here with Edmiston. 6:53 to go in the second quarter. 18-11 is the score. Edmiston will inbound underneath their own basket and their own offensive end of the floor. And so the Lady Panthers will get the ball into the corner here and get it into the hands of point guard Caitlin Gott. Gott to the right side again, goes down low. Sarah Lawrence, turnaround jumper is good. Sarah Lawrence with 4 points, and Edmiston leads by 9, 20-11 with 6:35 to go before the halftime break. McNeely goes down low, passes, and now outside for Mallory Jordan. And again, a little give and go right back to Jordan in the paint, up and in. Mallory Jordan, her second bucket of the night, and she has 5 points now. And it's 20-13 with 6 minutes, 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. And now a whistle as Edmiston walks it down the floor on that right side. And we'll have a foul. So with the girls' new rules, the fouls will reset every quarter. So right now in the second quarter, each team with one. Katherine Johnson has checked back into the game here for Edmiston. Probably one of the best pitchers the softball Tri-Valley League has ever seen. She's only a junior, so this year and next year still to go for Katherine Johnson. I know a variety of schools already interested in her. It's been three straight Tri-Valley softball championships here for this Lady Panthers team. We'll talk a little bit more about that at the halftime break. Franklin going left to right. They have the ball down low. Left block. Turnaround shot there for McNeely. Not enough mustard on that one. Turned away, and Edmiston with the rebound. Menendez will work it forward, finding the point guard, Caitlin Gott, and to the left side, back for Sydney Smith. Inside for Katherine Johnson, a jumper in the paint, no good. Rebound down on the floor. Franklin will come away with Mariah McNeely. McNeely down the left side, gets into the paint. Little floating jumper again here on the run, no good. Rebound for Jordan, gets another one and now kicks it out. They'll say she stepped on the line, though, I believe, and it will give it back to Edmiston. Let's see what the call is here. The officials getting together here to talk about this one. Actually, no, they'll say this was a foul down on the line, not that she stepped out. That one will be on Cassie Menendez. So that's the second foul on Menendez for Edmiston. She'll go to the bench, and Aaron DeVries will check back in. So Franklin will keep the ball. They trail 20-13. They get it down low for McNeely. Ooh, the left-handed jumper, no good. And Edmiston the rebound with 5:35 to go in the second quarter. Franklin trying to keep around in this game. To the right side for Smith. For DeVries down low. Jumper is no good, and she's fouled. So Aaron DeVries will go to the line here, the senior wearing number 50 tonight for the Lady Panthers. 5.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's Edmiston 20 and Franklin 13. And here's DeVries at the charity stripe for the Lady Purple Devils. First shot coming for DeVries. This one is up and off the back rim and no good. So second shot coming here for DeVries as she takes a couple of high fives at the free throw line to get ready for that second shot. Steps in, feet are set here with 5.5 minutes to go, second quarter. DeVries' shot is a bank, and it's good. So DeVries now with 3 points. And she got that one off the glass, and it's 21-13. Edmiston on top of Franklin. Here's Paige Fairchild as Franklin goes left to right in front of the Edmiston bench. Looking for options, and back up to Da Silva, who's in the game now for the Franklin Lady Purple Devils. And a steal now by Katherine Johnson at Edmiston with the ball. Ahead for Gott, up off the glass, no good. DeVries with the rebound. Her left-hander won't go down. Another rebound for Sarah Lawrence, and she can't get it to go, but she is fouled. 5:02 now to go in the second quarter. It's 21-13. Edmiston on top, and Sarah Lawrence will go to the line. Lawrence earned one of our awards here during our broadcast of the Edmiston and Sydney game back in December. First foul shot, no good. Our all-purpose award winner was Sarah Lawrence. Lawrence, a junior here, so a lot of good players coming back next year as well for head coach Russ McCall. Second shot coming here for Lawrence. That one up and good. She has 5 points. So 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Edmiston girls leading Franklin 22-13. And here is Kirsten Brownell to the far side. Now down low for McNeely. McNeely runs into a wall of skyscrapers down low between DeVries there and Katherine Johnson. Lost the ball, and Edmiston will come away. Now for Johnson to the left side for Sarah Lawrence. Off the glass. This one is off the mark. A rebound here for Da Silva. She'll look for an outlet pass, and ahead for McNeely it goes. She gets to half court. A bounce pass to the far side looking for Mallory Jordan is taken away by Edmiston. Caitlin Gott came back and just snuck a hand in there to steal it away. 22-13 the score. Edmiston leading Franklin and the Lady Panthers with the ball. Smith inside, left-handed layup. Franklin let her go and Smith made him pay. She's got 8 points. That is a game high along with Mariah McNeely for Franklin. So 4 minutes to go until our halftime break. Edmiston 24 and Franklin 13. Here is Da Silva, top of the key, a long straightaway two, no good. McNeely the rebound, and it's good. Mariah McNeely with 10 points into double figures, and it's 24-15, the lead now for Edmiston. Smith, a long pass ahead for DeVries, up and in. DeVries with 5 points and an excellent home run type pass there from Smith to find DeVries wide open. 3:35 to go, second quarter. Edmiston leads 26-15. Ball loose in the left-hand corner as Franklin goes left to right. Purple Devils now will work it back up to Brownell and to the right side. Here looking for McNeely. A long two-pointer is off the front of the rim. And the rebound goes to Edmiston as the shot was no good. Another long pass ahead from Smith. This time to Caitlin Gott. And it's taken away from Kirsten Brownell. But that was kind of a wacky play as it looked like Gott was going to have it for a breakaway layup, but Brownell was able to hustle back and steal it from her at the last moment. Franklin with the ball now, and this one, will go off the hands there of Da Silva, rolls out of bounds, and will go back to Edmiston. Kind of a wacky last 30 seconds there as both teams with kind of funny-looking giveaways. Edmiston with the ball, and Smith will pass it down low there for Jackie Slentz, and her left-handed layup is good, and it's 28-15, and head coach Mike Dutcher wants to take a timeout to talk things over. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. It's Edmiston 28, Franklin 15. We'll be right back on CDO.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at wcdosports.com.
And welcome back. Edmiston Central School girls Tri-Valley action tonight. Edmiston leading Franklin 28-15. I want to give a shout-out to some of our special sponsors here for tonight's game. Wise Guys Pizza, located on Main Street in downtown Franklin. Also in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance, offering a wide range of Prudential insurance options. Stop by and see Matt Campbell today, as well as Keller Williams Realty and Franklin grad Stacy Frazier, as well as Athelis Therapeutic Riding, located in Otego, proud sponsor of Franklin Lady Purple Devils basketball. 2:50 to go in the second quarter. It's 28-15, and here's Da Silva out of the timeout. A shot from the right side is no good, and Catherine Johnson is there for the rebound for Edmiston. Back up the floor here for Caitlin Gott to the right side for Sydney Smith. Skips it across for DeVries. Left side, easy shot for Erin DeVries. She's got 7 points and another great assist there for Sydney Smith. 15-point lead now for Edmiston, 30-15, with 2:20 to go before halftime. And to the left side here for Allie Eichler, who just checked into the game. And now Franklin with the ball back to the right side here with Brownell. It's tipped out of bounds and will remain with the Purple Devils, as that was Caitlin Gott, who just got a fingertip on it at the last minute. Franklin gets it in. They find Allie Eichler back for Da Silva. And now for Brownell. 10 on the shot clock here for the Lady Purple Devils as they work it back to Da Silva. Now for Eichler, far side, and she takes a foul. And that will be the third team foul here on Edmiston in the quarter. There is also three on Franklin. 2:05 to go in the second quarter. And Brownell will inbound the ball here for Franklin. Brownell works it in. Now for Da Silva, as they'll get a fresh shot clock here after the foul. And now for Eichler at the top of the key. Finds Brownell. Skips it across the top of the zone. And Franklin has been trying that pass and again intercepted here as they couldn't get enough mustard on that one to get across. Edmiston will walk it up the floor here with Smith. Finding Caitlin Gott with 1:40 to go in the second quarter. Back out for Sydney Smith. Long three off the front rim. McNeely rips down a rebound here for the Franklin Lady Purple Devils. McNeely down the floor to the right side. McNeely going for the right-handed layup, and that'll be a charge taken by Edmiston. Sydney Smith put her feet in the soil, and that will be a charge on Mariah McNeely, bringing up Franklin's fourth team foul here in the second quarter. But only 1.5 minutes to go here in this quarter. And head coach Russ McCall will go to the bench, and he will send in Emily Reifenberg, as well as Katie Arnold. 30-15 the score, and Edmiston will get it in here for Caitlin Gott. Gott back to Catherine Johnson, and ahead now for Sydney Smith. Avoids the traffic around her as Brownell was in there trying to steal it away. Smith now for Gott. Passes for Smith back outside. A three ball is good. Sydney Smith drains the three-pointer, and she's got a game-high 11 points. And Edmiston leads 33-15 as we come up on 1 minute to go before the halftime break. Here is Da Silva now back out to Brownell as Franklin sets up the offense going left to right. 1 minute to go in the quarter. Brownell to the far side for Allie Eichler. Eichler holding on, skips it across top of the zone. Now down low, nice pass there for Emily Chalupka, and her first bucket of the night is good, making it 33-17 with 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Now here is Smith for Caitlin Gott as they work it towards half court. And here is Smith to the right side. Smith fakes the three, dribble drive up, and this one off the mark, no good, and a rebound for Da Silva with 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Da Silva towards half court, finding Chalupka. They look to get the ball into the hands here of Brownell. Brownell back up for Eichler, 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Back for Eichler, deep three. This one off the back rim, no good. Looked like it was going to go down, and the long rebound goes knifing out of bounds. And we'll go back to Edmiston with 14 seconds to go in the second quarter. Edmiston now with the ball going right to left. 10 seconds to go here in the quarter. And now a steal by Franklin. And we'll have a whistle. 7 seconds to go in the second quarter. And this is going to send Franklin to the line. That's going to be the fifth team foul here in this second quarter on Edmiston. And so Chalupa is going to go to the line. So 7 seconds to go here. And, well, now I miscounted on that one. That was only the fourth team foul on Edmiston. So they will not be shooting. Franklin's going to have one last look at it here with Allie Eichler to the far side. Can she throw up a three? No. Partially blocked there by Sydney Smith at the buzzer. And that's going to have our halftime score as 33-17. Edmiston on top of the Franklin Lady Purple Devils. A nice first half there for Sydney Smith of Edmiston with 11 points, and Ryan McNeely for Franklin with 10. We'll come back with the Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, our halftime score, Edmiston girls leading Franklin 33-17. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lowe for WCDO.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and re-enlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Morabito. Energy for every part of life.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
If you're looking to buy a pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Looking to cover yourself when you make that big purchase? Cork and his experienced staff are now offering a wide variety of different warranties to make you feel more comfortable out on the road. With options like wheel and tire, mechanical, fabric and paint protection, and dent and ding protection, you can drive with confidence no matter where you go. Have a flat? Your warranty can cover that. Get bumped in the parking lot? Let dent and ding take care of it. It's pretty simple. Think you're going to have to pay a ton extra for it? Not at Chambers and O'Hara. Right now, when you buy a vehicle from us, we throw in a tire and wheel warranty for free. That's the Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center difference. Visit online at chambersohara.com before you stop by or call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, home of the no-nonsense warranty.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Live from Edmiston Central School here tonight, our halftime score in girls Tri-Valley action. Edmiston leading Franklin 33-17. It's time now for a Marabito Energy Products halftime report, as Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 50 years. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And boy, again, folks, this week with the weather, perfect time to call Marabito, especially if you're in need of an emergency. Keep that number handy, 563-HEAT. Looking at our scoring summary for the first half, 11 points for Edmiston's Sidney Smith to lead the way. That's a game high so far. 7 points for Aaron DeVries, 5 for Sarah Lawrence, 4 for Nina Koch, 4 for Jackie Slentz, and 2 points for Cassie Menendez for Edmiston. On the other side for Franklin, we have Mariah McNeely with 10 points, Mallory Jordan with 5, Emily Chalupka with 2. Have to give some credit here to Franklin. They got down early in that contest, 13-0, cut it right back to about a 6-point game. Then Edmiston went on another little run, but it was a nice job by Franklin to really cut back into that game. They're playing excellent defense as well, a lot of steals, and I think that the full court press has been effective as well. It's just Edmiston has gone on these little 1 to 2 minute runs where Sidney Smith has hit a couple of threes. They've gotten the ball down low to Aaron DeVries and to Sarah Lawrence. And those little 5-point spurts has really been the difference here for Edmiston, because they've gone with some long times as well where they haven't scored, which has allowed Franklin to get back into it. But when Edmiston can get the ball into the hands of Sidney Smith, that has certainly been very effective here tonight. And Smith has had some great passes as well. Two that I can think of right off the top of my head have gone to Aaron DeVries, where she just saw that DeVries was streaking down the other side of the floor with a wide-open look above the Franklin press, and she was able to just loft one up softball style to her, and DeVries was in for a breakaway layup. So a great job there for Sidney Smith. And on the other side, Mariah McNeely has done a great job as well, rebounding the ball as well as getting some looks inside the paint, as well as hitting a deep three on that left side. That was a really nice shot. Also want to give some credit to Sabra Warner and Mallory Jordan down low. Jordan with 5 points. Warner still not on the score sheet, but they have been absolute monsters on cleaning the glass down low for the Lady Purple Devils. So an excellent job for those two. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back here. Halftime score, 33-17. Edmiston leading Franklin. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sidney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sidney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sidney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonta to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonta offers you the best in sales and service. Visit them online at VWOdeonta.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonta has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonta is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, live from Edmiston Central School tonight. It's Nate Lull here on CDO. Girls Tri-Valley basketball action between Edmiston and visiting Franklin. And it's our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 50 years. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our games the rest of this week, two more girls contests, as tomorrow will be in Unitigo, as it's the Unitigo Lady Spartans hosting the Green Lady Trojans. And that's shaping up to be an interesting game, as Green, the Lady Trojans, knocked off Bainbridge Guilford 45-43 last night, and they were trailing 37-23 in the third quarter of that game last night. It was over in Green, came all the way back and beat a very, very good Bainbridge Guilford team, who is the defending MAC champion. So that was a heck of a ball game. And if you've seen BG this year, you know they are the real deal. And they don't even have a senior on that team. You're led by a sophomore, Megan Palmatier, who was absolutely excellent down low. Abby Selfridge is just a freshman. Rebecca Reyes is a junior, so that's a lot of pieces that are going to be coming back to that team. The MAC top four in the girls is just absolutely a complete jumbled up mess at the moment between Delhi as well as BG, Sydney, and Green. So those four teams are really fighting it out, duking it out for those top four spots right now, and it's going to be very interesting over the next couple of weeks as they continue to play each other to see who's going to win a game, who's going to drop a game. So that will be on Thursday, Green at Unitigo in girls action. And on Friday, we will have the Morris girls heading up Interstate 88 to take on the Worcester Lady Wolverines. We've been in touch with Worcester for a long time this summer. They said, can you come over and do one game? More than glad to do it. Glad to get up there and support the Lady Wolverines. So that will be on Friday at 7 o'clock up at Worcester Central School. All right, we'll take one last quick break. We'll come back, get you set for the start of the third quarter. Edmiston leads Franklin 33-17. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil basketball on WCDO. Located at 499 Main Street in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the third quarter. 33-17 the score. The Edmiston Lady Panthers on top of the visiting Franklin Lady Purple Devils, as this will be Franklin's ball at half court as they go right to left on your radio dial to start off this third quarter. They are in the road purple uniforms with the gold trim, and Edmiston is in their home uniforms here tonight, the white with the orange and the black trim as well. And we're back underway here in the third quarter, girls Tri-Valley basketball tonight, but a quick steal as Brownell tried to pass it down low, but it was intercepted here by Sydney Smith. Smith brings it down the floor, and to the left side she goes, passes over. Jackie Slentz, the jumper off the front rim, no good. And the rebound is taken down here by Franklin's Brownell. Passing one ahead for Mariah McNeely. McNeely to the right side. Again, Franklin going right to left to start this third quarter. They trail 33-17. Here is Sabra Warner, and back up for McNeely. McNeely at the high post finds Mallory Jordan. 10 on the shot clock. Far side, Warner, step-in jumper, no good. And Slentz with the rebound here for Edmiston. Slentz will walk it down the floor and safely into the hands here of Sydney Smith. Smith with the ball at the high post finds Katherine Johnson. Johnson down low in the corner for DeVries. Pull-up jumper, no good. Ball is loose, and now we're going to have a foul. I believe this one's going to be on Katherine Johnson for an over-the-back, and yes, it is. That is going to be her third foul here this evening. So that will be the first foul of the second half, and it looks like Russ McCall is going to go right to the bench and bring in Cassie Menendez. 6:50 to go, third quarter, 33-17 the score. Warner has it down low, passes back out for Brownell. Now to the top of the key for Mallory Jordan. Now right side here for Mariah McNeely. 10 on the shot clock again. McNeely finds Jordan, again top of the key. They try to reverse it over to Brownell, but that pass is too tall there for Brownell. Sails out of bounds into the stands. Look out, folks, over there. Edmiston will get the ball back once again. 6.5 to go, third quarter. 33-17 the score. A good crowd here tonight from Edmiston Central School on senior night, as Edmiston with three seniors being honored at halftime of the junior varsity game earlier. Here is Menendez. Gets down low, throws up a jumper, is short, no good. Ball rolls out of bounds, and the Zebra Crew is saying it's going to go back to Franklin. Three seniors here tonight, Sydney Smith, as well as Jackie Slentz and Aaron DeVries, all presented with flowers at half court during the halftime of the JV game. Also, a very nice move, giving one to Mariah McNeely, the lone senior for Franklin. So 6:08 to go in this third quarter. Franklin down the floor, but the ball again, too tall for McNeely on that far side, rolls out of bounds and will go back to Edmiston. And Caitlin Gott will walk it up the floor to the far side again for Smith. Smith gets into the paint down low. Great pass to DeVries. Can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound. That won't fall. Ball loose, and Franklin will come away with it. Brownell trapped in the corner looking for some breathing room. Dribbles it off the foot there of DeVries. Back out of bounds, and it will stay with Franklin. So 5:50 to go, third quarter. Edmiston leading Franklin 33-17. We haven't had a bucket by either side in the second half. Here is Brownell for McNeely. Looking for options down low for Warner to the left baseline for Mallory Jordan. Shot is partially blocked by DeVries and an outlet pass to the left wing for Edmiston Smith. Down the left side, here is Smith as Edmiston going left to right. Again, a great pass down low for DeVries. She can't finish the layup, and another rebound here for Mariah McNeely. McNeely has to be close to double-double territory as she has done a great job on the glass. McNeely finding Chalupka, back to McNeely, top of the key, tries to pass down low, intercepted though by Edmiston's Cassie Menendez. Finds Caitlin Gott, who will walk it down the floor. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. They find Menendez at the foul line. Kicks one out, finds Gott. Gott looking for options into the left side. 15 on the shot clock. Gott picks it up to the high post now for Menendez. Floating jumper is short. Hit the front of the rim, died there. Sabra Warner picks up the basketball off the rebound. Jump ball is called. And that will be to Edmiston with the possession arrow. Sarah Lawrence checking back in for Edmiston. And here is Jetta Shackleton as well, checking in for Franklin off the bench. Edmiston will get the ball in to Sydney Smith right in the paint. Her left-handed layup no good. Rebound comes down to Mariah McNeely, and she'll rip it away from Smith and run it down the floor here for Franklin going right to left. Trying to get to the high post once again. The bounce pass there for Sabra Warner is no good, and another steal here for Smith of Edmiston. With 4:20 to go in this third quarter, it's 33-17. Here's Smith to the left side, thinking about a three. Instead goes to Sarah Lawrence. Pull-up jumper is good. Sarah Lawrence now with 7 points and a timeout for head coach Mike Dutcher. He likes the defense, I think, but he needs to get the offense going here. With 4:13 to go in the third, Edmiston leads Franklin 35-17. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage, too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Franklin with the ball as we get back underway here on CDO. 4 minutes to go, third quarter, live from Edmiston Central School. Franklin Lady Purple Devils trailing Edmiston 35-17. Here is Brownell to the right side in front of the Franklin bench as the Purple Devils go right to left. The pass back to McNeely is too tall. They'll chase it into the backcourt, and that will be an over-and-back violation on the Purple Devils. So possession goes back to Edmiston. 3:44 to go in this third quarter. Now checking into the game here will be Jesse Davis for Franklin. 3:40 to go in this third quarter, and Mike Dutcher is going to go right back to the bench again as Edmiston will throw it away here. The pass from Jackie Slentz was too tall for Menendez and out of bounds. Paige Fairchilds will check in. Shackleton back in as well here for Franklin, as Warner will go to the bench, as well as Mallory Jordan. Chalupka for a well-deserved rest. And so Warner will bring it up the floor. And back to Brownell. Brownell at the top of the key finds Paige Fairchilds. Freshly checked into the game here for Franklin, looking for their first points of the second half as they trail 35-17. Jumper right side for Franklin, no good. Edmiston with a rebound and Cassie Menendez. Outlet pass for Caitlin Gott, brings it down the floor, left side. Here for Nina Koch. Koch on the jumper to the left side for Menendez, up and in. Cassie Menendez now with 4 points as she hits the jumper. That is 37-17. Ryan McNeely down the floor, finds Brownell into the corner now as Franklin goes right to left. Straight away three for McNeely. Not enough muscle on that one. Hit the front of the rim and a rebound for Smith of Edmiston. Smith to the left side with 2:45 to go in the third. Finds Sarah Lawrence. Lawrence to the right baseline, finding Menendez. Another short jumper is off the mark. No good. A rebound for Franklin. And here's McNeely. McNeely for Brownell. Outlet pass ahead for Fairchild. Back to Brownell as they work it around against this 2-3 zone that Edmiston has presented here. 2:25 to go in the third, and now for Fairchilds. Back to Brownell for McNeely. Good ball movement here with 10 on the shot clock. Inside, the jumper is off the mark and no good there for Jesse Davis. And another rebound here for Edmiston. And Smith will walk it across the half-court timeline in the big Edmiston E in the center of the floor here at Edmiston Central School. Into the high post, a pull-up jumper for Sarah Lawrence is too hard, and another rebound here for Franklin with 1:55 to go in the third. Brownell went into the land of the trees there and came down with that rebound. Nice job. To the left side here for Fairchild. Again, skips it across there for McNeely. She's fouled as she goes up for the shot with 1:48 to go in this third quarter. It's been a clean one. This is only the second foul on Edmiston here in this third quarter. And no team fouls on Franklin so far. So McNeely to the line as she was fouled in the act of shooting. McNeely's coming with the first shot here. This one is up and in for Mariah McNeely. She has 11 points. 1:48 to go, third quarter. Edmiston leading 37-18. Second shot coming here for McNeely. Lawrence will go to the bench as well as Menendez here for the Lady Panthers. And here is McNeely at the line. Again, taking her time. This one up and in. You can take all the time in the world that you want there as long as they go in. 1:45 to go in this third quarter. 37-19 is the score. To the left side here is Nina Koch. I think she just got away with a travel and she knows a big smile on her face. To the left side she goes. Koch will find Sydney Smith again at the top of the key. Here's Smith with the ball, holding out to it here with a minute and a half to go in the third. Smith, crossover dribble into the paint, up and in. Great move there by Smith to put it home, and she's got 13. Little crossover dribble and wound her way through traffic and got it to go. 39-19 the score. Here's McNeely again, top of the key. Zips it across now for Paige Fairchild. Back to McNeely. Step in three. This one is short. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. The rebound for Edmiston now. And an outlet pass is stolen back by Franklin, though, with Jesse Davis. Ball loose on the floor. McNeely comes away. Throws it up. This one off the glass. No good. McNeely another board. And this one she is fouled on. And we'll go right back to the line. Ryan McNeely seems to have the knack for just finding where that rebound's going to go, whether she shoots a three or she's right under the basket. So right back to the foul line here for Mariah McNeely, the senior with 12 points, looking to add to her total here tonight for the Franklin Lady Purple Devils. They trail 39-19. McNeely at the line, takes her time, first shot is up and in. McNeely's got 13, and she's putting on a nice clinic here from the foul line. I said this last night, every time I talk about good foul shooting, I curse them, and they miss the next one. So we'll see if that holds true. It didn't happen last night for once. So here's McNeely, the second shot coming. 39-20 the score. Edmiston girls on top of visiting Franklin. Second shot here for McNeely. Rolls out. See, it was halfway down, and the curse just popped it back out of there. 45 seconds to go in the third. Back the other way for Edmiston. Here's Nina Koch. Can't get it to go, and a nice rebound here for Fairchilds of Franklin. Walking it up the floor, here is McNeely in front of the Franklin bench as they go right to left. Here's Brownell, back for McNeely, looking for options across for Paige Fairchild's jumper. No good. Hit both sides of the rim and then popped free. Fairchild's hustling after it, though, is going to get a steal, and the possession arrow on the jump ball will give it back to the Purple Devils. Great hustle there. 23 seconds to go, third quarter. It's 39-20, and Brownell will inbound the ball here to Jesse Davis. Back out for McNeely in the corner, foot on the line, two-pointer is good. And McNeely puts that one home, and she's got 15. That's a game high. 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Here is Sydney Smith down the floor. Finding Caitlin Gott, her jumper is off the mark. Franklin a rebound, but time is going to expire unless Brownell can throw up a half quarter. She does, but it's short. And after three quarters, Edmiston leads Franklin 39-22. Fourth quarter action coming up here from Edmiston Central School. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Athelis Therapeutic Riding of Otigo is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. Located on County Highway 5 between Otigo and Gilbertsville, Athelis Therapeutic Riding offers various equine-assisted activities to individuals with physical, mental, and emotional challenges in a caring, relaxed atmosphere. The goal at Athelis is to improve quality of life through activities with horses. The friendly staff at Athelis wishes all the best to student-athletes from Franklin, Unitigo, and GMU. Find more information by calling 783-2321 or online at athelistherapeuticriding.org. Sponsored by Stacy M. Frazier, your real estate professional in the Tri-Town area.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here in Edmiston, and a turnaround shot will get things started here for the Edmiston girls, and Katie Arnold on the right side, finding her first bucket of the evening. Edmiston leading 41-22. Franklin back the other way. Here's Mallory Jordan. Goes up and is fouled. And will go to the charity stripe here for Franklin. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. You can also go online anytime to our game audio archive. Go back to listen to this game or any other game we've done on CDO. It's all free, courtesy of SFCU. Just go to the game audio archive tab and find the game that you want to listen to. First shot is up and no good here for Mallory Jordan. Second shot coming. Jordan with 5 points tonight here for visiting Franklin. Second shot is up for Mallory Jordan. Off the front of the rim, no good. A rebound right there and another foul. Great job there by Macy Jordan, who just checked into the game. Got the rebound, went up, and was fouled, so she will go to the line. So Macy Jordan, the junior wearing number 44, will shoot two. Just good positioning, had the box out, ripped down the board, and was fouled. First shot coming here for Jordan is no good. Hit the front of the rim again, and just didn't have enough spice to get it up and on. 7:34 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 41-22. Second shot coming here for Macy Jordan of Franklin. Here's the attempt. This one is, again, no good. Just hit the front of the rim, and now we'll have a whistle. With 7:34 to go in the fourth quarter, the scorer's table getting a little anxious there on the trigger. They actually hit the horn for the sub off the live rebound, and so we just had a whistle, and we'll get things started once again. Somebody a little too quick on the trigger finger over there. 7:25 to go, fourth quarter. 41-22 is the score. Edmiston on top. Here's Sydney Smith stuck in a double team between Fairchild there and DeSilva. Now we'll have a whistle, and Edmiston is going to call timeout. Russ McCall furious that his team couldn't get out of that double team. 7:17 to go, fourth quarter. Edmiston leads 41-22. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Edmiston girls on top of Franklin 41-22 with 7 minutes and 17 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Welcome back here on WCDO.
Here is Sidney Smith to the right side for Edmiston. Up off the rim, no good. Sarah Lawrence, the putback, and it's good. And she's got 9 points. 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Edmiston in Tri-Valley action, leading visiting Franklin 43-22. Here is Eichler back for McNeely, who has a game-high 15 points for Franklin. McNeely, dribble drive, back out for Eichler. Long two, no good. This one off the back rim, and Nina Koch rips down the rebound for Edmiston. Koch to the right side. Puts on the brakes. Now gets it back for Sidney Smith. Top of the key, into the paint. Little running floater, partially blocked there. Fans want a foul. They won't get it. Smith gets her own rebound off the block, and now she's fouled the second time and will go to the line. Smith a little fired up there after the first shot was blocked, was able to grab the rebound, and now we'll head to the charity stripe for two. 6:36 to go, fourth quarter. 43-22 is the score. Here's Smith to the line. First shot up and good for Smith, and she's got 14. Looking to catch McNeely for game-high honors. Here is senior Sidney Smith. Second shot up and rattles out. Sarah Lawrence, the rebound. She puts it up. That won't go down. Ball knifed out of bounds, and we'll go back to the Lady Purple Devils. They're in the purple uniforms with the gold trim here on the road tonight. Edmiston's in the home whites with the black and the orange trim. Franklin going right to left. Here's DeSilva. Brings it down the floor for Franklin. Finds Eichler. Back to DeSilva's. They work it around the top of the zone. Now for Macy Jordan. Jordan back for DeSilva. 15 on the shot clock for the Purple Devils. Again, good ball movement to the right baseline. Macy Jordan partially blocked there by Sarah Lawrence. Ball comes free. And guess who? Sid Smith is right there to take it away. Edmiston with the ball once again. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Here is Smith to the left side. Feeds one down low for Katie Arnold. That shot is short. The rebound for Koch, but she stepped on the line, and the ball goes back to Franklin. If you're looking for local sports photos, your local connection is Brian the Photo Guy. You can find Brian on Facebook, or you can go to his website, brianthephotoguy.photomerchant.com. That's photo with an F. So brianthephotoguy.photomerchant.com. Hundreds of thousands of local photos are all right there with Brian the Photo Guy. Edmiston with the ball now as they take it away from Franklin at half court. And Caitlin Gott will bring it down the floor to the left side as the Lady Panthers go left to right. They work it inside for Koch. She hands one off, and a whistle with 5.5 to go, fourth quarter. 44-22, the Lady Panthers on top, and we'll have a foul underneath. Let's see, they will say that this one is on Franklin and Mallory Jordan. So Jordan will check out of the game, and Sabra Warner will come back in. 5.5 to go, fourth quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDL, as Edmiston will inbound the ball, but it's stolen away here by Mariah McNeely. Right place, right time for McNeely, and she'll bring it down the floor as Franklin goes right to left. Finding Sabra Warner. She's at the foul line. Warner, triple threat position, gets it back out for McNeely. Give and go right back to Warner. Turn around left jumper is no good from that left wing side. Warner somehow tracks down her own rebound in the corner. Looking to take it to the hoop. Kicks it out. Long two-pointer there for Allie Eichler is off the mark. And a rebound here for Edmiston. They'll finally bring it up the floor. 5 minutes to go in the contest here, folks. 44-22, Edmiston on top at home over visiting Franklin in the Tri-Valley. And now Warner again will get in the passing lane and steal it away here for Franklin. Down the right side for Mariah McNeely. A bounce pass to DeSilva. Pull-up jumper, no good. Macy Jordan is there to pick it up and put it home. Macy Jordan saw that that shot was going to be short. Nabbed it out of the air and then put it in. It's 44-24. 4.5 to go, fourth quarter. And now a turnover for Edmiston as Caitlin Gott will pass it to the left side. And the ball rolled right out of bounds. So 4.5 to go, fourth quarter. It's 44-24. Franklin will bring the ball down the floor going right to left. And here is McNeely at the top of the key. Finds Sabra Warner. Turnaround jumper. No good. Gets her own rebound, but it went right off her knee. Rolled over the line, and we'll go back to the Lady Panthers. Again, the Lady Panthers will be taking on Delhi later this week on the road on Friday. And an out-of-town score update is that Delhi, the Lady Bulldogs, winning tonight over Hancock in a key MAC game, 50-40. So the Lady Bulldogs get another win for that state-ranked program. 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter, and now Edmiston with a shot, no good. Macy Jordan with the rebound, but she'll get tied up. Possession arrow will give it back here to Franklin. Jordan with a great rebound there underneath the basket, but she got tied up with Katie Arnold. Nobody was going to let go of that ball, so the officials called the jump ball. 3:50 to go, fourth quarter. Franklin with the ball. McNeely to the right side. Finds Allie Eichler. Swatted out of there as she tried to go for the jumper by Sarah Lawrence. Great job on defense to come over and knock it away. The three seniors are going to check back into the game here. DeVries, Smith, as well as Slentz for Edmiston. And our postgame show will be coming up. Make sure you stay tuned for our awards. Offense, defense, and all-purpose. Brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, as well as NBT Mang Insurance. Five on the shot clock here for Franklin. Chalup is going to have to throw one up and won't get one off in time, so we'll have the whistle with 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. That will be a shot clock violation. And so the possession will go back here to the Edmiston Lady Panthers. 3.5 to go, fourth quarter. 44-24 is the score. And Nina Koch will inbound the ball here for Edmiston as they go left to right. Here's Rachel Green back for Koch, left side. Running jumper in the paint. Blocked out of there by Sabre Warner. The ball trickles out of bounds. Last touch by Edmiston and will stay with the Franklin Lady Purple Devils as Edmiston turns it over. McNeely again brings it down the floor. Sets up the offense here for Franklin to the left side. McNeely now to the right side for Allie Eichler. In the corner for Sabre Warner. Now for Macy Jordan. And back out for Warner. Warner with the jumper. This one is short. The rebound for Jackie Slentz, but another jump ball. There's Macy Jordan. She's been all over in the second half. Got her fingertips in there. Caused the jump ball, but this time the arrow gives it back to the Lady Panthers. Jordan now will have a seat as Jesse Davis will check in for Franklin. 3 minutes to go in the contest, and Sidney Smith with 14 points. That's a team high for Edmiston. Brings it down the floor. Finds Katherine Johnson, who kicks it out. Long two-pointer there for DeVries. No good. Jackie Slentz the rebound, but lost the handle. Rolled off her leg and trickled out of bounds. So it goes back to Franklin. 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter. And again, McNeely sets up the offense here with 15 points. That's right around her average. Coming into the contest, looking for a couple of more. Passes down low here for Jesse Davis. Davis lost the handle, but they will say that Edmiston touched it last, as I believe that was Rachel Green, who just got a fingertip on that one as they were battling on the baseline. So Franklin keeps possession, 15 on the shot clock. They have it on the left wing as they go right to left. Get it to McNeely, little running jumper, this one off the front of the rim. Ball is loose on the rebound, and Franklin somehow tracks it down, so we'll get a fresh shot clock. And McNeely to the top of the key. Motioning for the offense to get going, but a steal here by Edmiston, and that's Katherine Johnson. Johnson, though, picked up her dribble in a bad spot, but will get bailed out as she passes ahead for Rachel Green. Green to the far side finds Sydney Smith up off the glass and in. And Sydney Smith takes over the game-high honor. She's got 16 with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's Edmiston 46, Franklin 24. And Franklin with the ball as they go right to left. Here's McNeely at the top of the key. Skips it across for Allie Eichler. Step in, right side jumper on the baseline is off the mark. And a rebound for Jackie Slentz. Back for Sydney Smith, who walks it down the floor with a minute 40 to go. And the Edmiston Lady Panthers look like they will get a key Tri-Valley win here tonight. They pass it inside for Johnson to the far side, and her bounce pass is too hard there for Rachel Green. And it rolls out of bounds as Green couldn't get there in time. Minute and a half to go, fourth quarter. Here's a little fun race to look at, folks. Sydney Smith with 16 for Edmiston. Mariah McNeely with 15 for Franklin. Who will get the game high scoring honors tonight? So we come up on a minute 20 to go in the fourth quarter. Franklin with the ball as they go right to left. They have it in the left wing corner. Skip it back up to Chalupka. The jumper got it. Emily Chalupka now with 4 points as she hits one from the foul line, and it's 46-26. 1 minute to go here in the fourth quarter. Smith with a pass ahead to DeVries, and again they pass to the right side here for Rachel Green, but it was stolen away by Allie Eichler. Eichler with a full head of steam off to the races. Her left-handed layup no good, and off the rebound actually hit the top of the backboard there, so they will call that out of bounds, and it will go back to Edmiston. Went up, hit the rim, and then went sky high. It was like the back of the rim was a trampoline. And went out of bounds. So 50 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Edmiston leads Franklin 46-26. Here is Smith, finds Johnson, as Edmiston working it around in the final second. Smith for three. That's off the mark. Slentz, a rebound, puts it up. Blocked, though, by Franklin down low. Ball is loose on the floor, and somehow out of the scrum, Edmiston will come away with it with 30 seconds left. They find Slentz, pull-up jumper. That's no good. Chalupka, the rebound. And it looks like Chalupka was fouled there as she brought it down with 25 seconds to go. It will be a hold on Edmiston. 46-26 is the score. And Franklin will bring it down the floor here with Chalupka. So the Edmiston Lady Panthers will get a big Tri-Valley win here tonight as Franklin losing control of the ball here. It's going to roll out of bounds on that far side. So Edmiston should have the last possession of the evening. With 15 seconds left, Catherine Johnson will bring it up the floor on the right side. Johnson will hold on and pass one over for Sid Smith, and that's going to do it tonight, folks. Edmiston defeating Franklin 46-26 here tonight. Our postgame show is coming up. Sydney Smith with 16 points for Edmiston, 15 for Franklin's Mariah McNeely. Edmiston just too much for the Lady Purple Devils tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with our postgame show coming up here on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. It's our post-game show here on CDO. We'll have our three awards in just a minute, brought to you by NBT Bank, ACO Brands of Sydney, and NBT Mang Insurance. But first, let's go through our scoring summary here tonight. First for the home team and the winning team, Edmiston, as they win 46-26 here tonight. Sydney Smith with 16 points. That's a game high tonight to lead Edmiston to the victory. 9 points for Sarah Lawrence, 7 for Aaron DeVries, 4 for Jackie Slentz, 4 for Nina Koch, and 4 for Cassie Menendez. So a nice balanced scoring effort tonight here for Edmiston. For Franklin on the other side, 15 points for Mariah McNeely, 5 for Mallory Jordan, 4 for Emily Chalupka, and 2 for Macy Jordan. So Mariah McNeely, a team high with 15 points, hitting right around her average. Very nice night tonight for Mariah McNeely of Franklin. So the Edmiston girls winning 46-26 here on their home floor. Thought they just did an excellent job tonight of coming out. They shot the ball very well early. Franklin made that little run to get back into it, but then it was a couple of three-pointers by Sid Smith, as well as a couple of nice assists to Aaron DeVries, which really opened this ball game up and gave Edmiston some breathing room. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. I'm Nate Lull. Again, our final tonight, 46-26, Edmiston over Franklin. Our three awards coming up when we come back here on CDO.
Wise Guys Pizza of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devils basketball on WCDO. Wise Guys Pizza is located at 226 Main Street in downtown Franklin, now offering delivery, dine-in, and daily takeout specials. Don't forget the Wednesday $20 family deal, one large cheese pie, one dozen wings, and a large house salad for only $20. Tax not included and carry out only. Wise Guys Pizza wishes the best of luck to the Franklin Purple Devils this basketball season. Stop by for a slice after the game. Call 829-5566. That's 829-5566 for Wise Guys Pizza on Main Street in downtown Franklin.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kurt also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef House is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef House Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Edmiston Central School. Again, our final score here tonight, the Edmiston Lady Panthers defeating Franklin 46-26 here on CDO. It's time for our three awards tonight. First, with our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank. Putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports for more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. 16 points tonight for Sid Smith of Edmiston, and she will get our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here tonight. Hit a couple of threes in that first half, which really opened things up here for Edmiston. So Sid Smith is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. The NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award is next. NBT Mang Insurance, our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. We'll give that to Sarah Lawrence tonight here for Edmiston. Lawrence with 9 points tonight for the Edmiston Lady Panthers, but just a great job on the glass, boxing out, had a couple of block shots. So Sarah Lawrence is our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner. And our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. ACCO is a proud sponsor of local youth in the Tri-County area, and ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. Let's give that tonight here to Mariah McNeely from Franklin. 15 points for McNeely, really the team leader here for this Lady Purple Devil squad. Got it done, was great from the foul line, hit a couple of threes. Nice job tonight for Mariah McNeely. She gets our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner here tonight. Well, we'll be back on the air tomorrow night as it's the Unitigo Lady Spartans hosting Green. That will be a 7:15 tip-off. We'll have our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show about 10 minutes before tip-off tomorrow night. Should be a great contest, so join us then. You can go back and listen to these games anytime on WCDOsports.com. Again, our final here tonight, 46-26, Edmiston defeating Franklin. And a big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios. Be safe out there, folks. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.